First Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says, this is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them that are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. You're saying, Brother Aaron, why are you reading this? This is the qualifications for a bishop. Did you see anywhere on there where it says the qualifications of a bishop, or that his wife does all the work of the church? Do you see that in there? There's no qualification for the wife of a bishop. There isn't one. Just that she stays married to me. That's the qualification. That's how I stay the pastor once I become the pastor. She has no biblical qualifications that she has to meet. Now, obviously, there's qualifications for a deacon's wife. It says in 3:11, it says, even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. But where does it say that there's their responsibility to clean up the church every time when nobody else wants to do it? Where does it say that? Do you see that in there? Do you see that qualification in there? And so I just want to let everybody know right now that my wife doesn't have to do, you know, she's not responsible to do all the things that nobody else feels like doing. And you know, if you feel that way, you're just wrong for feeling that way. I'm not saying anybody does feel that way, but I just want to let you know right now that I don't expect her to do more than everybody else does. She doesn't have to. Now, what she does in this church is what she wants to do, but if she starts to get overwhelmed to the point where she feels like, you know, life is falling apart, it's time for me to step in and let people know, hey, she doesn't have to do everything. She doesn't have to do what nobody else feels like doing, okay? So I just wanted to make that clear, because I'm the one that has to meet the qualifications, but in order for me to meet the qualifications, I have to rule my own house well. My children have to be in subjection. Do my children have to be perfect? No. Are they perfect? You know them. Okay? They're pretty good kids, but they're not perfect. Sometimes they have to be corrected. But do you see my kids being corrected by me? Yeah? Will I correct my kids in a service? Of course I would. If my kids do something wrong, I'll be all over them. You know that. But my wife doesn't have to do anything. I guess if you go by the qualifications of a deacon's wife, it says their wives must be grave. That means serious. Not slanderers. Not going around talking behind people's backs. Sober. Faithful in all things. So whatever she's doing, she should be faithful in it. But does it say that she has to do what you don't feel like doing? She's not getting paid. I'm not getting paid. We're all volunteers here. Everybody. Every single person in this room that goes to our church, we're all just volunteers. But who do we ultimately work for? We work for God.